This is the Rocket City Brief, your read on whether to rent, buy, or build in Huntsville before the rest of the market catches on. Here is today's squeeze. The city just promised $45 million to pull in 1,000-plus new defense jobs, and right now, Huntsville has more empty apartments than renters to fill them. Two forces, one collision. Who wins? Start with the wave coming in. In May, the Huntsville City Council signed off on a $45 million gift to Redstone Arsenal, money to prepare the site for the permanent home of U.S. Space Command. $30 million goes to roads, utilities, and site work. The other $15 million, funded by the state, builds senior leader housing on base. That is just the local share. Congress has lined up $565 million to design and build the headquarters itself. Up to 200 Space Command staff should be on the ground by year's end, with around 1,800 expected as it builds out. And Space Command is not the only one hiring. Raytheon just finished a $115 million expansion of its missile plant near the arsenal, about 185 new jobs. Blue Origin is adding 100 more. So the demand side is loud. Thousands of well-paid workers headed for one mid-sized Alabama city, all needing somewhere to live. And here is where it gets awkward, because Huntsville already built the somewhere before the someone showed up. That is the twist. They are arriving into a renter's market. Huntsville spent 2025 building. Nearly 5,000 new housing units hit the market last year. The city approved almost 1,900 single-family lots, the most since 2007. A lot of that was apartments, and they landed faster than tenants could fill them. The result? For the first time in years, renters have leverage. Average rent sits around $1,300 a month, well below the national number. Landlords are competing on concessions. So if you are signing a lease in Huntsville this summer, you have room to negotiate, which is not a sentence Rocket City renters have gotten to say in a while. So, which force wins? The wave coming in, or the glut already here? For now, the glut is winning, and that is good news if you rent. But watch the clock. Those 1,800 Space Command jobs build up over the coming years, not the coming weeks. The apartments are here today. Most of the people are still on their way. That gap is the whole story. If the jobs show up faster than expected, today's renter's market tightens and the empty units fill. If they trickle in, the glut lasts longer and the leverage stays with tenants. And the same squeeze is showing up on the for sale side. Madison County started 2026 with new listings down 12%, but pending sales up almost 24%. Fewer homes for sale, more people trying to buy, with mortgage rates finally back near 6%, which counts as a party these days. That is a market with more buyers than doors. So here's your watch list. 1, how fast the big new apartment complexes lease up. That tells you how quickly the glut is clearing. 2, Space Command's hiring pace through the back half of this year. And 3, single-family inventory in Madison County, because tight supply meeting new demand is where price pressure shows up first. The squeeze is on. Whether it favors you depends on whether you rent, own, or build. Next time, who is actually building the houses Huntsville needs, and whether they can pour foundations faster than Redstone can sign off her letters. Follow the Rocket City Brief so tomorrow's brief finds you automatically. No commute required. That is the Rocket City Brief. Sources are in the show notes.